Hey guys, welcome to my new podcast. Today I'm at the book fair in Frankfurt. I just read some nice books and I really liked The Hunger Games, at least the beginning, because I was able to just read the first chapter. But let's see if we can find somebody who knows more about and talk to him. Okay, I think I found a young man. Let's talk to him. Hey, who are you?
Hello, I'm George, and I came to this book fair as an English advanced course student in order to inform about the books we dealt with in class.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. Have you ever read The Hunger Games?
Yes, of course I did. This book is a very interesting masterpiece and deals a lot with futuristic society modeled on a post-apocalyptic America. It is published in 2008. By the American writer Suzanne Collins, and is written in the voice of the 16-year-old protagonist Katniss Everdeen. What do you want to know about it?
I have sadly only read the first chapter, but it was so interesting. Could you please summarize the whole plot to me and the audience?
Well, of course I can summarize it. So in a dystopian future, the totalitarian nation of Panem is divided into 12 districts. And the capital, which rules above them. Each year, two young representatives from each district are selected by lottery to participate in the Hunger Games. Part entertainment, part brutal retribution for a past rebellion, the televised games are broadcast throughout whole Panem. The 24 participants are forced to eliminate their competitors, while the rest of the citizens is required to watch them. When 16-year-old Katniss' younger sister, called Prim, is selected as District 12's female representative, Katniss volunteers to take her place. She and her male teammate, Peter, are forced to fight against bigger, stronger representatives, some of whom have trained their whole lives for this event. The following story is narrated by 16-year-old Katniss, who tells how she and Peter are fighting and surviving and trying their best in the Hunger Games, where they land with nothing in an arena and have to survive. So I don't want to tell you more if you say you've just read the few chapters, because the end is very interesting and elemental for the following stories. I think there is a second and a third part of the book, and I don't want to spoil you.
Oh, okay. It started interesting and even got better. I think I have to read it for my own the next days. But why do they do these Hunger Games?
As I said before, on the one hand, the government uses those Hunger Games as entertainment. But on the other hand, in the past, there were 13 districts and the last one was very rebellious. And in order to prevent from having the society trying to rebel once again, they do those Hunger Games in order to implement their power and suppression.
Oh, okay. I just realized the whole book fits to my last podcast, which was about utopia and dystopia. For those who didn't listen to it, a quick summarize. So, utopia is like a perfect society in which people work well with each other and with the government. A dystopia is like the opposite. It's a bad or unfair society with lots of suffering. It's a society to which had happened something terrible. Have you ever heard about it before, George?
Indeed, we talked about this topic the other week. I really enjoyed to get to know how different those two social systems are and what negative and positive points both of them bring together.
So can we talk about utopia and dystopia in the book, especially in chapter 1, because I only read chapter 1 now?
Chapter 1 is basically about the day before the crop for the Hunger Games. Katniss Everdeen lives in District 12, and you get to know their living conditions. She hunts beyond District 12 to feed her mother and her little sister. This is forbidden. People are not allowed to leave their districts, nor to get to know some sort of skills that could help them survive. The country Panem, or basically the nation Panem, is split into 12 different districts, and every district has their own job. Katniss District 12 takes care of coal winning, so they're basically all miners. The nation is reigned by the capital, which is behavior in the districts. They choose which district takes care of what. On the day of the crop, all people in the district have to go to the town square because every child between 14 and 18 years can be drawn. Katniss hopes that she doesn't have to go there. She actually doesn't have to, but her little sister is chosen. She voluntarily takes her place and is ready to go to the Hunger Games and fight for her surviving. If you take a closer look to the dystopian and utopian elements, the totalitarian government is the most important, the capital. It's very elemental for the dystopia and Panem. The capital controls the inhabitants of Panem, and the children are forced to compete in the Hunger Games. People get observed by the peacekeepers. They're willing to kill you if you don't behave. The further away the districts are from the capital, the poorer they are. So basically the capital decides about their inequality. And also, the Hunger Games is an entertainment show. This shows that the rich people in the state have the possibility to rule above the poorer ones and use them in order to do some sort of bets or just an entertainment show that is shown in national TV. Yeah, and also the tributes that are chosen in the districts are such as toys. They're not humans anymore, they're just used for the fun. This sad and chaotic dystopian society includes only one or two utopian elements if you take a closer look. So in the beginning of chapter 1, Katniss is outside of District 12, risking her life hunting deer to feed her mother and get some meat for the peacekeepers in order to influence them. And her boyfriend Gale comes in, so he left District 12 as well and managed to find her. And they sit in the nature and look how perfect the wilderness on the outside of District 12 is. Yeah, so in my eyes, that's the only utopian point of view you get to know there.
Okay, this fits perfect to what I mentioned about utopia and dystopia in my last podcast. George, I thank you for your time, for helping me and my audience today, and I wish you a wonderful day. And have fun on this book fair.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it talking about this topic. I hope I could help you. And see you then.
So, my dear audience, this podcast is coming to an end. I can suggest you this book a lot. It is an interesting and thrilling book, what you won't stop reading. You have many topics in it. For example, the family at the beginning, the nature, but especially the action while the Hunger Games. And last but not least, the technology and science the capital uses. The book takes place in the future. As a result of that, the capital has a very modern and advanced technology because they can control all areas of the arena and manipulate them, which is hard to imagine for us now. So altogether, it's an interesting and unique book, because I never read something like this before. I really recommend it for you guys. This was my podcast for today. Thank you for your attention. Please like and share this podcast and stay safe, guys.